Most of you, I suspect, will know the name Vince Lombardi. If Stephen Pauley is here, he would know the name very well. Vince Lombardi is a saint in the annals of professional football, and he was often quoted as having said, "Winning is not everything. Winning is the only thing." Now, Mr. Lombardi was an excellent football coach. He was a legend in his own time, but he was less accurate as a philosopher and as a theologian. He was a fine Catholic gentleman, and I hope he did not really say that. There's some dispute about that. And I hope he did not really mean that. And I'll tell you why this morning. The first reading of the Mass, with all those strange names of places, the first reading of Mass is actually a conclusion of the first missionary journey that St. Paul made with Barnabas. They went off, I think with John Mark as well, went off to Cyprus, and they went off to the middle of what we know as Turkey. They moved from place to place. Okay? The story of their first missionary journey is a story of a great number of conversions, a story of what seems to be success, and they return then at the end of the reading back to Antioch in Syria, where they had started. They returned to make a report on what had happened. They had been praying in Antioch a number of months earlier during the liturgy, during worship. They had been praying and fasting, and the Lord told the community there to set Paul and Barnabas aside, send them off into what became this first missionary journey, the first of three. And they come back now to Antioch and they make their report. And what they did in their report, if you look back over the reading, what they did in their report was to give mention and stress their success with the Gentiles, the non-Jewish people, okay? What they glossed over in their report, what they did not make much mention of, as the Acts of the Apostles gives it to us, what they glossed over was their failure, utter failure with the Jewish people. There's ambiguity in this first lesson this morning. You have to understand, by way of background, that Antioch was a very special place in the early church, Antioch in Syria, very special place in the early church. And what happened in Antioch was the non-Jewish people were coming to this little community as well and joining the community. And when they would come, they would receive the same spirit the others received, the same spirit you and I receive now at our confirmation. Antioch was a mixed community, mixed between Gentile and Jew, okay? Something that never really happened before. And people from Jerusalem sent messengers up to find out what was going on, and they were astounded at what they saw and were grateful to God and all that sort of thing. So this was a community, a mixed community that really worked together. Think about your own situation. The cathedral parish in this diocese is a mixed community. Mixed in language, mixed in history, mixed in culture. And you know, as well as I do, that it's very difficult to put mixed groups together. Very difficult. Okay? That's what they were experiencing there. So the long and the short of it is, in Antioch, this mixed community, they sent Paul and Barnabas off to spread the word of God to Asia Minor, to what we know as Turkey. They sent them off to do this, and they fully expected that in doing it, they would repeat the pattern that existed in Antioch. They would take this mixed community, unbeknownst before that time, take this mixed community and transplant it in Perga and Pamphylia and all these other places mentioned in that first reading. They fully expected that Paul and Barnabas would pull that off. And Paul and Barnabas had great success with the people outside the Jewish pattern of thinking, great success with the Gentiles, but they had next to no success with the Jewish people themselves. They aroused jealousy, they aroused hatred, they aroused things verging on violence, and in the end, Paul and Barnabas were told to shake the dust from your feet. Shake their dust from your feet and go on to where I send you. Okay? So when they came back to make a report, and part of that report concludes success, but it also includes failure. And in fact, if you look at all these stories of St. Paul and his missionary journeys, over and over again, in little snippets of a sentence here, snippets of a sentence there, over and over again, Paul is saying, I was going to go here, but the Lord prevented me. I had a plan to go there, but the Lord wouldn't let me. I was going to cross here, and the Lord stopped me. Over and over again, Paul's own mighty mind, very active mind, over and over again, Paul's mind was getting in the way of God's mind. That's why he prevented him. That's why he stopped him. That's why he wouldn't let him go. He, God, had something else in mind. And when Paul and Barnabas went off to Turkey for the first time, with their plan to create mixed communities all throughout the middle part of that country, when he went off the first time, he and Barnabas were also getting in the way of God. Apparently, because he stopped them, because he permitted such animus to rise up and such hatred and such near violence, the Lord stopped them. The Lord comes to us always in a variety of ways, and one of those ways is through failure. Failure. That's a marvelous dimension of this story in the Mass today, the failure. And why is it such a marvelous dimension? Because I fail all the time. You fail all the time. We know failure. Unless we are totally in the mindset of the quotation I gave you at the outset, that the only thing is winning, we know there's more losing than there is winning. We know that. And why is that so for the church? Why is that so for you? Why is that so for me? Look at Jesus Christ. We come here Sunday after Sunday to celebrate this Sunday Eucharist. We come here in this Easter season to celebrate it, remembering keenly the resurrection itself. We come here every week to do that. And what are we celebrating if not failure with success? Jesus came to spread the word of God. He came to proclaim the kingdom. He came to call for repentance, for conversion. He met great success when he began. He had people following him everywhere. They didn't have time to so much to stop and to rest and to eat. He had this growing group of people following him. And as time went on, he met more and more resistance, more and more hatred, more and more threats of violence. And in the end, what became of him? Everybody outside would look at what happened, that arrest, that imprisonment, the sentencing to death, the way of Calvary, the crucifixion and death of Jesus Christ. The apostles after that were dumbstruck. They didn't know what to make of it. They were totally discouraged. It ended in failure. But God's power is such. His wisdom is such. His ability is such that he can reach deep into the heart of failure and pull it inside out. And that's what he did with the resurrection. That's what he did with the resurrection. So if you're of a mind to accept that old saw attributed to Vince Lombardi, that winning isn't everything, winning is the only thing, you are totally apart from the essential message of the gospel. God uses everything, including our weaknesses, including our failures. He uses everything to bring us closer to himself, to redeem us, as he used it in his own life. He said in the gospel today, "As I have loved you, so you also should love one another." As he loved us. And what did that entail? It's in that way that we are to sacrifice for one another. In that way, we are to look out for one another. In that way, we are to love one another. In his way, not in our way. In his way. We have today in the Mass, too, two young people who are going to make their first communion today. And I hope you look at them carefully when they come forward to receive communion for the first time. Tanner, I think, and Bragan. I hope you look at them and see their innocence, see their newness. And in seeing that, I hope you have awakened in your heart a little bit of your own first communion, a little bit of your own innocence, a little bit of your own excitement, a little bit of your own nervousness when you came forward. The Lord saved us through this very thing we celebrate here, his Paschal mystery, his death and resurrection. As I have loved you to that extreme degree, to that far place, as I have loved you, so must you love one another.